Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club Incorporated. I'm back in Australia and looking forward to using the AX prefix to make four different call signs I've been able to use so far this year. It also looks like I mixed up the dates for the Redfest in the first broadcast of 2015. So the Redfest 3 will be held on Saturday the 11th of April 2015. I'm going to repeat that. It's the 11th of April 2015. The location will still be at St. Michael's School near the Abbey Museum in Caboolture. It's the same venue as we've had for the last 2 years. Now, the John Memorial Field Day is on the 21st and 22nd of March, and the club will be setting up its portable home at Murrumbong Scout Camp near Petrie. John, VK4BZ, is again organising the weekend, and Club President Peter, VK4EA, has promised one of his fantastic camp roasts for all club members who assist the club for this weekend. There will, however, be a small charge for the meal, but in past years the meat and roast veggies were absolutely beautifully done in the camp ovens, and this has been a real delight for all club members. Now, talking about contests, the Harry Angel Sprint is on the 2nd of May, and Kevin, VK4UH, provided the club with some breaking news last Monday night in that a shortwave listener section has been added to the contest this year. This contest is a short 106 minutes, but recognised as the life of one of the oldest licensed amateur, Harry Angel, VK4 Hotel Alpha. Full details of the contest, which is sponsored by the Redcliffe Club, can be read in the next issue of the AR magazine. Now, the club is still holding its Sunday night club net, HFnet, on single sideband 28.450 MHz plus or minus QRM at 19:45 local time. The 2 metre net is unchanged. Club members have found that a vertical antenna has been working the best, so if you have an old station master antenna at home and wish to try it out again, come and join us on 10 metres each Sunday night on 28.450 MHz. Now, John, VK4BZ, also advises me that the club will be at the North Pine Country Markets in mid-February, displaying many aspects of the hobby to all those people interested. This is a good chance to gain new members and to show members of the public what we actually do. There'll be more details to follow, but we'd like to see you there. So, if you are in the area, please come over and just say hi. Well, that's it for now. Just remember, we all enjoy this hobby, irrespective of our area of interest, our level of skill, or the number of letters you have in your call sign. So let's be a little bit kinder to each other. So, 7-3 from me, Ray, VK4, Charlie Fox, and the Redcliffe Club.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it's relayed on 3605 kHz and 147 MHz at 7:30 PM on Mondays. I'm Bruce, VK4EHT.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. How about this? You have some skills in certain areas, and you are jealous of your achievements. When people transgress against your standards, you have to dress them down and insult them. One day you say something, just ask for a bit of help, and you get a burst of abuse. Internet flaming is a good example of this. Now the question is, how do you feel for having your values, your integrity, questioned? Is it just a punk game, or does it sometimes hit a point of vulnerability that rankles? Well, what if the assault wasn't quite so obvious and continued by way of rumours or whispering campaigns? What if the reason for this campaign was the fact that you were unable to perform certain functions because of illness or disability? What if you find yourself blocked from enjoying your recreation because some people see you as different? So often these acts of retaliation for perceived offences are the things that bring about bullying and discrimination. With this great hobby, we have the luxury of venting our displeasure at greater than arm's length. We each need to examine our own actions and ideas and make sure we are good representatives of amateur radio. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.